This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, The Flip Side of Feminism, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
I've told you in previous broadcasts about some of the zero-tolerance nonsense that has caused punishment for mostly boys in elementary school for actions that should not have been punished. But now one school has carried this zero-tolerance so far that it isn't even safe to talk about guns. The father of a middle schooler in Calvary County, Maryland, says his 11-year-old son was suspended for 10 days for merely talking about guns on the bus ride home after school. This sixth grader at Northern Middle School was talking with friends about the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre when the bus driver hauled him back to school to be questioned by the principal. The father said in an interview that the principal told him that with what happened at Sandy Hook, if you say the word gun in my school, you are going to get suspended for 10 days. So what did the boy say? According to the father, the boy neither threatened nor bullied anyone. He said, "I wish I had a gun to protect everyone." He wanted to defeat the bad guys. The boy was questioned by the principal and a sheriff's deputy, who also wanted to search the family's home without a warrant. He started asking the father if he had firearms. The principal did not respond to calls or emails seeking comment. The boy's suspension was later reduced to 1 day. Another incident in Anne Arundel County, Maryland, is zero tolerance that leaves you not knowing whether to laugh or cry. A 7-year-old boy was suspended for 2 days for biting a pastry into the shape of a gun. His family had to hire an attorney to expunge the suspension from the boy's school record. In this case, the NRA got into the act by presenting the kid with a lifetime membership in the National Rifle Association.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders will equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
We're just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nancy Levan is here as well, and it's nice to have you with us as we once again document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual autonomy. Today's the 9th of November, 2013. A lot going on this week. We're going to be talking a little bit more about some of the stuff that's happening here very soon. But first, Nancy Levan, I think, is joining us as well. Nancy, good morning.
Good morning, Darren. I want to just start off immediately, and I want to give a shout-out to Sam, our tech guy at RBN.
Yeah.
Sam is awesome, ladies and gentlemen. He takes care of us while we're on the air, makes sure everything's doing well. He's a great guy. So, Sam, if you can hear us, thank you so much for everything you do. Now, Darren, I got to start off right off the bat. I just posted two things about the fact that Chinese troops are going to have boots on the ground in Hawaii starting Tuesday.
Yeah, I saw that.
The thing about these two articles that I posted, Darren, is that one came out of Canadian Free Press, and the other one I found on a Chinese publication. Nothing in the American news about this. And it's also interesting because they're going to be here in time for the Grid X2 drill to begin.
Yeah, that's something that's happening just in a few days here, and that's something that we're very concerned
unreal.
About. Yeah, you know, and I've really conflicted with this, Nancy. To be quite honest with you, I've struggled with this Grid X thing because I don't want to come across like, this is going to be a big deal, and then nothing happened.
I know. It's very complicated.
I don't want to try to scare people and say that, hey, this is going to be a big deal, you know, and it end up being a big Y2K thing where nothing turns out. I think it's probably something that we need to talk about, though, because here's the thing about it, folks. More than likely, and this is my position on it, more than likely, nothing is going to happen. Okay? That's what I really believe. I believe nothing will probably come of it. The trouble is, we don't really know. And the chaos involved, they claim it's a simulation. They claim that it's nothing more. That all they're going to do, they're practicing with the power grid. And nothing else is going to happen. The trouble is that, you know, I guess the thing that really concerns me more than anything, Nancy, are the statements from some of the officials. You know, we know that, what's her name, Janet Napolitano, former Homeland Security Secretary.
Yep.
In her farewell address, she really was beating the drum on the power grid, the cybersecurity thing. She said that it's not a matter of if, but when, that we're going to be dealt, and I'm paraphrasing here, a devastating blow to the nation's power grid. There's other people. You know, we know that the media has played a part in this as well. National Geographic just had a special on the power grid going down. You know, it's kind of interesting with the timing of this. It seems like a lot of media personnel, a lot of officials are talking about the vulnerabilities of the grid and how, oh, this is always being attacked. And it's just a matter of time before it goes down. And then we have this drill going on. And we know many times drills go live.
Just a few days ago, it was reported that the entire state of Iowa had agreed to participate in this drill. And according to the report that came out, some officials in Iowa actually said they were planning on extended periods of blackout. And so, what does one believe? It was the big scary word to me, Darren, is drill. Because so many bad things have happened during so many drills.
Yeah, shooters, you know, we've got more information about shooters. You know, these shooting drills go live. Boston bombing was a case of a drill going live. 9/11 was a case of a drill going live. I mean, these things happen all the time. And so, I don't know, you know, I'll tell you what, I'll open up the phone lines this hour. We got a guest coming up in the second hour, but if you folks, you know, we'll find out what you think about it. Have you heard anything about the drill? 800-313-9443. My understanding is it's supposed to just be a simulation and it shouldn't be anything to worry about. But some of the statements that people have said, and I'm talking about people in government, about the vulnerabilities of the drill, this is something that's concerning to me.
Yep.
So you can weigh in on it if you want. 800-313-9443 is the number if you'd like to call in. And again, we'll take calls just this hour, because we have a guest coming up in the second hour. We're going to be talking about geoengineering this broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. I think this is something that is necessary. We know that there are modifications going on to the environment right now, in my opinion. I think other people, we're going to hear some of the stuff that's been exposed by researcher Dane Wigington of geoengineeringwatch.org, if I can talk here. And he's going to be exposing the chemtrail stuff. I just posted, by the way, and I saw that you had wrote an article too, Nancy, but I just posted some pictures of the skies over Michigan yesterday. We had major aerosol operations going on yesterday, and I have a few more pictures that I posted there. You can see the haze hanging in the air long after the chemtrail jets were gone. And so, this is stuff that is widely covered on the Internet. And I suppose there are many people who try to say that this is nothing more than a conspiracy theory. But these trails, these lingering trails, jet trails, have not been something that have happened, that have been taking place. It's a phenomenon that's only happened within the last, what would you say, maybe 20 years or 30 years at the most? Well, probably not even that much, Nancy. I mean, I remember being in the yard when I was a kid growing up, looking at the skies, the jets in the sky. We didn't have these kind of lingering trails.
Yes. No.
Anyway, we'll get into some of that in the next hour with Dean Wigington. Right now, we do have a call already on the line. And, folks, you are welcome to call in. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And I'll tell you what, we're almost up to break time already. But Robert in Missouri, go ahead.
Hey, Darren and Nancy, good morning. You know, these drills, I mean, you had so many of them. The London tube bombing was a drill that day, too, and then the Sikh temple shooting. A lot. I mean, they do this to us so many times that we forget about half of them. That's what's so wicked. But yeah. Here's the thing about this GridX thing. You know what? If they're going to decide whether they want to go live with it or not. They got it in place, whether they want to or not. And, that, and this is like that death by a thousand cuts thing. It's like, mm-hmm. yeah, we can. It's an option. It's on the table right now. They probably got contingency plan A through Z right now on the thing. And so, you know, that's the way they're setting this up now. It's like they like to kill 20 birds with one stone. So this is like 9/11. Yeah, police state implementation, take over the heroin trade, run the pipelines with UNICAL through Afghanistan. I mean, they have so many options when they do this stuff. So,
okay, hey, Robert, hold on a second. I'll hold you over the break, okay?
Right.
Stay with us, folks. We got a quick timeout. We'll be back in a moment. This is Govern America.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com. to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die.
coming, but I know a change gon' come.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. The website is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. And we're talking about this GridX 2 exercise that's going to be taking place this week, and we have Robert in Missouri on the line. Then, Robert, you were just talking about the death of a thousand slices that they are dealing with us, the other side. Do you want to pick up your thoughts?
Yeah, sure. Here's the thing. Whether they decide to go live with this thing or not, like, you know, fully, like, you know, collapse the grids for any significant period of time or not, what's got me kind of, you know, freaked out is we are kind of heading into winter, which would be the maximum effect if they really did want to take down the power grids, because it's getting cold in a lot of the parts of the country. And so that would be, you know, you get people desperate really quick without power. And then, you know, here's the thing where Fukushima kind of ties in with this, and I kind of had an epiphany one night. I'm like, you know what? They're about to do this fuel rod operation where they're going to try to clean up these fuel rods over there in Japan.
Yep.
And so you got boots on the ground in Hawaii, Chinese troops there, and they're right in the smack dab in the flow of the Fukushima, the currents and the airflow. And that really goes right into the same proximity of time when they're going to pull this operation. So, whether, you know, I was thinking, what would be the catalyst for a total martial law implementation scenario? And I was like, it's got to be a bioweapon or some sort of a nuclear scenario to get troops to actually go along with quarantines and, you know, surrounding cities and laying siege to them and that sort of thing. And that is a nuclear scenario it's not here in the 50 United States, but we're in its path over there in Japan when the air flows and when it rains. We all know when it rains that the rain is radioactive here in a lot of parts of the country. And so I'm like, you know what? They could use this Fukushima thing, especially if this fuel rod cleanup, goes south, to say, hey, Japan, we just had the worst thing that happened, blah, blah, blah. America, you're about to get hit by this radiation, and then,
time
you know,
to
here
evacuate.
We go. Yeah.
Well,
you know, I was thinking about that. Go ahead.
Well, I agree with you. That's a real concern, and I don't think that there's really any easy answer to the whole Fukushima mess. Apparently, I heard that they were going to delay that operation. Now I read it just the other day, yesterday or the day before, that no, it's a go. They're going to go ahead and do it. And the concerning part about this whole thing is these fuel rods. If you imagine a pack of cigarettes, these fuel rods have to be taken out even in the best of conditions. They use a computer program to withdraw or to extract these rods, but there are a lot of experts that are saying that the rods could very well be damaged. They could be bent. They could be welded together, and so these are not the best of circumstances. And if one of these are exposed to air, for what I've been reading and hearing, it could end up really detonating, and the radioactive release would be massive. And, you know, it's just interesting. You mentioned the death of a thousand cuts. It really does seem that way. It seems like all of these things are coming together about the same time.
You know, Robert, I just actually wrote an article titled "The Desired National Crises Have Arrived, All of Them." I absolutely agree with what you're saying. We also have the problem with a president who is at the lowest approval rating, I think, of any president. I think that they need to try to get the focus off of him. But, you know, with especially with China showing up, boots on the ground in Hawaii, of all places, there's just something so screwy about all of this.
Yeah, and I'm like this. Well, China's controlled both ends of the Panama Canal for a long time. That stuff started happening under Clinton so long ago. I'm in my 40s, so I'm kind of awake to what really started happening under Clinton. Well, Carter signed away the Panama Canal, which we spent so much money to
to build.
And then Carter signs it away, and then Clinton lets this Hutchison Whampoa company control, which is just a front for the Chinese Communist Party. You know, they've got it just subsectioned out, these Chinese corporations. It's all part of the state. But, you wonder, and it's like this. I hope it just goes, you know, they decide not to go live with it, because, you know, people are really, really stubborn right now. They don't want to prepare. They don't want to be ready for anything. And
the biggest problem that I see is a lot of people that do know and are aware and want to prepare. The trouble there is that people don't have the monetary resources to do a whole lot. That's the biggest problem that I see. Because, see, arguably, we do have a lot of people that have awakened in the last, even just the last couple of years. You know, I think it's really hard for people to keep their head in the sand when they're being bitten in the hind end. And even Obama supporters, you know, that's the funny thing to watch. His approval ratings are so far into the toilet because a lot of the people that voted for him are seeing it for what it really is. They rejected Bush. Their vote for Obama was a rejection of Bush, and then they're seeing the same policies continue under this present administration.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. People are finally learning that this is continuity of government, that either one of these two parties, there's this oligarchy, this plutocratic elite that's over both the parties. And a lot of people that are, like, not very politically savvy are finally figuring out that, guess what? No matter what, if you've got a D running things or it's an R, the State Department, the foreign policy, the economic policy. I mean, look at Greenspan. How many presidents was this guy, the head of the Fed for? You know what I mean? It's just so sick. People are finally figuring this out.
They're all playing for the same team.
Yeah. I just wanted to throw that thing in about Fukushima with the fuel rod cleanup and then this GridX thing happening right around the same time. And I was like, they could really use that to their advantage as far as implementing some sort of a scenario. And, I'm not saying that nothing's going to happen domestically. My spidey senses are really tingling right now as far as another big domestic event. So I'm not saying that Fukushima is going to be the catalyst, but there could be something that could cocktail with it, they could go live with here as well. Because, I mean, if they take the power grid down, that would be a perfect time. I mean, our internet will be down. Nobody will be able to be paying attention. And they could do anything they want then as well. And so, you know, it's a dangerous time to be alive. And But I wouldn't want to be alive at any other time in our country's history, because this is crunch time, and all of us need to remain vigilant and, you know, do our thing and try to, give this information out to as many people as possible. So I'll hang
totally
up.
Agreed. Well, listen, Robert, I appreciate your call. Thank you so much for calling in. We got the bottom of the hour break now, and we'll continue on the other side as Government America continues here on RBN.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue?
Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. Darren Weeks and Nancy Levant here as we continue on. The website once again is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com as we continue here. I want to share a little bit from the website, by the way, and this is actually Paul Joseph Watson that wrote this. You know, you were talking about the drill that's being taking place with the Chinese, the communist Chinese in Hawaii, Nancy.
Right. Yeah.
At the same time that this drill, and by the way, folks, this is a military, our military is having some kind of humanitarian mission. That's what the Chinese boots on the ground are for, supposedly. I mean, they're supposedly having some kind of a drill for some kind of humanitarian rescue mission in China, or I'm sorry, in Hawaii with the Chinese. Now, at the same time that this is going on, and I'm laughing here because this is so ridiculous, we also have the Chinese, the communist Chinese, they have a spy ship off the coast of the Hawaiian waters. They put that there in retaliation against the United States. So this is just more of this double-mindedness in our foreign policy. Yeah. Paul Joseph Watson writes, China has sent a surveillance ship to Hawaiian waters for the very first time in an unprecedented move, which is being described as a provocative retaliation to the U.S. naval presence in the East China Sea. According to a report by GoldSea.com, a news outlet aimed at Asian Americans, a 4,000-ton People's Liberation Army electronic reconnaissance ship was recently spotted near Hawaii within the U.S. 200 nautical mile EEZ, or Exclusive Economic Zone. The report was also picked up by the Honolulu Star Advertiser, which ran an article entitled China Moves Spy Ship Near Isles, Asian Media Say. The ship is equipped with various electronic gear for eavesdropping on radio communications and tracking ships and aircraft. It is also believed to have jamming equipment to interfere with radio communications of other ships, according to the report. The development is unprecedented because China has never sent a ship within the U.S. EEZ, although the U.S. has entered the Chinese EEZ on numerous occasions for decades. It is not known whether the ship violated the territorial waters of the United States, which extend to 12 nautical miles under the 1982 UN Convention of the Law of the Sea. The fact that the ship got within 2,400 miles of San Francisco represents a potential for offensive actions against the U.S. by the Chinese military, according to the report. The development is apparently part of China's growing military confidence, which was also exemplified with the country's recent declassification of its nuclear-armed Zia-class submarine fleet, which, according to state media, represents an assassin's mace that would make adversaries tremble. And that was a direct quote. China's increasing aggressiveness in the East China Sea and its challenge to Japanese control of the Senkaku Islands has sparked tensions within Japan, with Japan repeatedly scrambling fighter jets earlier this week, and this was written, I think, a week or two ago, in response to Chinese military aircraft flying near Okinawa. Back in September, China also reportedly sent warships to the coast of Syria to observe, quote-unquote, the actions of U.S. and Russian vessels in the region. The recent deployment of a PLAN surveillance ship, PLAN surveillance ship, into Hawaiian waters is seen as Beijing's message to the U.S. and the rest of the world that China can now contest the waters of the Western Pacific and that the U.S. Navy no longer has a free pass in the region. It is also seen as a form of retaliation for what Beijing considers the provocative naval exercises the U.S. recently conducted in the Yellow Sea jointly with the navies of South Korea and Japan's Self-Defense Force, states the report. So, we have this going on, ladies and gentlemen, at a time, again, when they are holding drills with the Chinese military on the islands of Hawaii.
Now, Darren, let me just muddy the water again. On top of that dialectic, add to the mud the fact that Obama has fired 200 senior-level military people, many, 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 many generals. He's fired them because they don't agree with him.
Yeah.
And it's
that's
like...
That's just it.
And one more thing. He just fired the head of the fleet in Japan. And it's like, what is happening here? You've got China and Japan who hate each other. They're all about
that goes way back.
Rattling swords, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then now you've got China patrolling our waters. Now you've got Chinese troops coming to Hawaii, and then you've got Fukushima going on in Japan.
Yeah, what
China's
else do we
enemy.
Need?
It's what just too. It's just too.
Other than all that, things are great.
Really. Yeah, not that. Things are just peachy.
Well, it's just remarkable. How, like you said, you know, in this GridX thing, you know, the article that you posted, they say Chinese troops will have boots on the ground in Hawaii on Tuesday. She says, this is Judy McLeod writes, if you see what you think are soldiers from the Communist People's Republic of China Army wandering about in your neck of the woods, Tuesday through Thursday next week, your imagination is not playing tricks on you. For the first time in U.S. history, the U.S. Army will host the Communist People's Republic of China Army on American soil November 12th to the 14th. Oh, don't worry, the Chinese soldiers will have their boots on the ground. They're only simulating. Simulating humanitarian assistance and disaster relief to a fictional third country.
Nat, let's muddy it up again. And when is the Grid X drill?
Well, the 13th
and the 14th. We keep hearing.
So it's going to be going on about the same time this this other drill. We'll start one day before that. Yeah, I mean, oh, man.
Like, what's happening? Yeah, exactly. There's, something's happening, people.
I don't know. And at the same time all this is going on, if that wasn't enough, folks, we've got them going after our Constitution again.
Oh, Darren, this is, ladies and gentlemen, this is huge.
I got to talk about this. You know, we keep coming back to the Con thing, ladies and gentlemen, because I think that they are wanting our Bill of Rights really, really, really bad. And that's what really the prize is for them, if they can gut our Constitution. And I understand all the arguments against the Constitution. I understand it's not a perfect document. And I understand, in many respects, they're not following it. However, they really want that Constitution gone. They want your
Bill of Rights. They really want that Second Amendment gone.
Definitely. And Vicki Davis, who's a frequent guest and friend of ours, she's going to be coming back on the show. But she sent a link regarding this, and her link contained this. The National Journal, National Journal, a guy named Alex Seitz Wald, wrote in the National Journal a piece called A How-To Guide to Blowing Up the Constitution. He says, with America paralyzed by government gridlock, maybe it's time to admit that our political system doesn't work anymore. What if we start over? And in this thing, I'll just share a little of this with you. I'm not going to read the whole article because it's too long. But he says, America, we've got some bad news. Our Constitution isn't going to make it. It's had 224 years of commendable, often glorious service, but there's a time for everything, and the government shutdown and permanent crisis governance signal that it's time to think about moving on. No society can make a perpetual constitution, Thomas Jefferson wrote to James Madison in 1789, the year ours took effect. The earth belongs always to the living generation and not to the dead. Every constitution, then, and every law naturally expires at the end of 19 years. By that calculation, he says, we're more than two centuries behind schedule for a long, hard look at our most sacred of cows. And what it reveals isn't pretty. He says, if men and finally women as wise as Jefferson and Madison set about the task of writing a constitution in 2013, it would look little like the one we have now. Well, I agree with him on that. He says, Americans today can't agree on anything. I'll tell you what, we've got to take the break here. When we come back, we'll continue this briefly, and then we'll go back to the phones. I see we got another call. Stay with us, folks. This is Govern America, Darren Weeks, Nancy Levant. Second hour, we're going to be bringing up Dane Wigington. We're going to be talking about geoengineering. So stay with us as time continues here on Govern America.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
We're back. This is Govern America. Once again, www.governamerica.com, 800-313-9443. We still have a few minutes left if you want to jump on board and call in. I want to finish this up. This article is very long. If you want to read the whole thing, you can do that. But what this guy is actually arguing for, folks, is a parliamentary-type system of government in America. He says, clocking in at some 4,500 words, about the same length as a screenplay for an episode of Two and a Half Men, and without serious modification since 18-year-olds got the right to vote in 1971, the Constitution simply isn't cut out for the 21st century governance. It's full of holes, he says, only some of which have been patched. It guarantees gridlock, and I would add, folks, gridlock was the intent. You know, a lot of people are talking like gridlock in government is a bad thing. Everything that these scumbags in Washington, D.C. do are actions that are against the people. So I don't really want any progress in Washington, so gridlock is a good thing. You know, and so if the Constitution guarantees gridlock, I would argue that that was really the intent. That's why we have a separation of powers. You know, at least in theory. Anyway, he says it's virtually impossible to change. It gets close to a failing grade in terms of a 21st century notions on democracy theory, says University of Texas Law Professor Sanford Levinson, part of a growing cadre of legal scholars who say the time has come for a new constitutional convention. So anyway,
I want to take people historically back to Thomas Hobbes, who wrote in the 1600s, who said the best type of government was basically a parliamentary system. He said it was kind of a perfect dictatorship, and those are his words. And so, you know, this is something that we have to be so cautious of, because they have been trying to do this for so long, Darren.
Yeah, and he just reiterates the value of what we have.
Yeah, you know, why are they after
it? If they get rid of the Constitution, as flawed as it is, and I do admit it's flawed, but if they get rid of it, folks, if they're successful, they're going to replace it with something. What will they replace it with?
Well, and what is the Constitution, ladies and gentlemen? It gives you the full power over government, and it gives you the rights of self-protection, the rights to say what you want to say. The Constitution is all about you not being a subject under a dictator. That's what the Constitution is.
You know, and this notion that, well, they're not following it, so, well, we need to change it. I mean, that's silly. That's like saying, well, you know, the criminals are still robbing people. They're still stabbing people in the streets, so we need tougher laws on crime. No, I think you just need better enforcement of the existing laws.
Yeah.
The problem isn't the law. The problem is the law isn't being enforced properly. And it's up to the people to enforce the law when it comes to the Constitution. I'll tell you what. Let's go to the phones. We have a couple of calls on the line. John in Tennessee. John, go ahead.
Oh, good morning, y'all.
Good morning to you.
Something interesting, Darren. You know, you brought to my attention that China's off the coast of Hawaii.
Yeah.
We're approaching, listen, Nancy, we're approaching the 72nd anniversary of Pearl Harbor. Is that not amazing? 72. Where have I heard that number before? You know me in numbers. 72. Let's see, 72 virgins, maybe 72 years. You know, and it's these Orientals again off of Hawaii. Are we looking at something, Darren, that could possibly be being set up for the new Pearl Harbor that that the people have been calling for? Are we? I mean, I could be wrong. I pray I am. But we know it's been mentioned about the two bombings. One thing that was neglected was the bus bombings in Madrid. There was a drill going on. Here recently, the mall was at the airport shooting. You and I were talking. These people admitted, the chief of police admitted, this is the exact scenario that we practiced not two weeks ago.
Yeah, and when he said that, the people and the agents behind him did a facepalm, both of them.
Like, I can't believe not only has he let the cat out of the bag, the cat's tail, he has set it on fire.
Well, you know, what's interesting about that, John, and I know other people have pointed this out, I didn't notice, they were reporting his name as being Ciancia, which is C-I-A-N-C-I-A. You know, it's almost like this is an in-your-face, hey, look, you know, this is what We're telling you who's behind this whole thing, and
well,
you know.
Here's something you know, that's amazing, Darren. Not a day after it happened, I'm on the internet looking for video, and I come across the video, and it's this TMC or TMZ that they're using on the news.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and evidently the editing wasn't done really well because the guy's calm while the shooting's going on. It appears to be a cell phone. He walks out, and talks to another guy, and he says, I got some really good video of that. Calm as a cucumber, Darren.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy knew. I believe he knew it was going on. Now, they're not showing the, you know, they're not, you're not hearing them talking during the video. They're showing blank, they're showing video with no sound. But the video on the internet, the guy's going, I can't believe this. This is unreal, man. You know, and when he gets out, he looks at another guy and he says, I got some really good video, dude, or something to that effect. Like he knew it was going to happen. So he was mm-hmm. there waiting to document it. Well, where have we heard that before, folks? Where have we heard about documentation? Who is that important to document events? Well, it's not just the New World Order, but Freemasons have an uncanny need to document. They document everything. They want to know who your great-grandmother's great-great-great-great-grandmother was. Well, why? I mean, this is in your face.
Yeah. Well, listen, John, I appreciate the call. I'm running out of time for this hour, and the phones have just lit up, so I want to try to squeeze in as many folks as we can. Pat in the UK, all the way across the pond, go right ahead, sir.
Yes, hi. Yes, I'm here. Do you know, I can't remember if I've been on your show before. I've been on one or two of the others.
Uh-huh.
Well, yes, I mean, we have got all our power and everything in the hands of private corporations, as you probably have. I mean, it is distributed, obviously, through a national grid, but what's happening over here is that we've been taken so heavily and aggressively into Agenda 21 that yep. the main problem that we have is unintentional, that the grid can't keep going, and they're threatening the possibility of power cuts and things, which takes us back to what it was in the 1970s when we had the three-day working week and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I mean drills, inverted commas. Well, I mean, even RT Today talked about Operation Gladio and that sort of thing has sort of come out as being sort of almost officially admitted now. That, you know, drills, these false flag drills, whatever, enable governments and things to do things and that they couldn't otherwise do, and to get legislation and things and passed, and to improve the reputation of, let's say, a leader or something at a time when his polls are down, to make him look strong during a certain time. And but, you know, yes, if it's going to happen, they're going to move on to new things, because, you know, flying planes into buildings and stuff like that, that's old hat, and underground subway bombings and that sort of thing. It's old hat now. To be honest, I wonder even if they get away with this, because there's so much talk now about these sort of things happening in advance that mm-hmm. the surprise element is gone, and that they won't get away with it. There's too many of these things now, and I think this is a real problem, that they can't think of other things that to do now. So the fact that you're talking about it now, could be, with others, could thwart the John Moore, I think, talks about it. And just before I go quickly, I'm glad that you've got Dane Wiggintree coming on soon. He's very good. This geoengineering thing is very serious.
Yeah.
It's a real major problem over here.
You see a lot of that over there?
Sorry.
The aerial spraying?
Oh, it's terrible over here. It's very bad. For at least 10 or 15 years now, our skies are permanently overcast. These fleets of high-altitude jets go over, dispersing
okay.
this stuff. And it,
hey,
what
Pat,
it ended,
I'm sorry. We're out of this hour. We got the top-of-the-hour news. I appreciate you calling in and listening. Thank you so much. Folks, so we got to take the top-of-the-hour news. We'll be back in a few minutes. This is Governed America.
With finance.